Chapter 72. Her heart is given him, with all its love and truth. She would joyfully die with him, or, better than that, die for him. She knows he has failings, but she thinks they have grown up through his being like one cast away, for the want of something to trust in, and care for, and think well of. And she says, that lady rich and beautiful, that I can never come near, only put me in that empty place, only try how little I mind myself, only prove what a world of things I will do, and bear for you, and I hope, that you might even come to be much better than you are, through me who am so much worse, and hardly worth the thinking of beside you. Apostrophe, as the face looking at the fire, had become exalted, and forgetful in the rapture of these words, the little creature, openly clearing away her fair hair with her disengaged hand, had gazed at it with earnest attention, and something like alarm. Now that the speaker ceased, the little creature laid down her head again, and moaned, "Oh me, oh me, oh me!" Apostrophe, apostrophe, in pain, dear Jenny? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Lizzie, as if awakened. Yes, but not the old pain. Lay me down, lay me down. Don't go out of my sight tonight. Lock the door and keep close to me. Then turning away her face, she said in a whisper to herself, "My Lizzie, my poor Lizzie. Oh, my blessed children, come back in the long bright slanting rows, and come for her, not me. She wants help more than I, my blessed children." Apostrophe, apostrophe, she had stretched her hands up with that higher and better look, and now she turned again, and folded them round Lizzie's neck, and rocked herself on Lizzie's breast. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.